Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Brian Maines for that introduction, and also our thanks to Adam Road Band for that musical introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing a tradition that we started last year. We're around the Thanksgiving season that we'd like to comment and read, I should say, some of the statements that have been sent to us by those of you who have been encouraged by what we're doing here. So let us begin by saying, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. And we want to go in and just read some of these. Many of these have been in our past newsletter throughout this past year. And we thought that maybe they would bless you as well, because they certainly do bless us.
Well, here's one that said, I have been watching several of the videos on MRM.org, and I must say, I am blown away. I was never sucked into the Mormon church, but am purely fascinated with the doctrine and Joseph Smith as a leader. It's unbelievable to me that so many millions have fallen for the uncorroborated accounts and historical pitfalls that the church is still unable to explain. I would love to come to one of your conferences to hear you speak and perhaps do an interview face-to-face sometime soon. You're a godly man, talking about you, Bill, and a blessed passion for you to be used by our Lord to bring people to the one true faith.
Well, glad to hear that the message is getting out there and that they are being encouraged to actually look into this. This is what we want people to do.
Well, we love going to churches and doing a weekend symposium we call Compassionate Boldness. So if you, or if you're a pastor, or maybe you want to tell your pastor about having us come, we love to start on Friday night, and we'll end on Sunday, take the pulpit from the pastor if he wants us to. And so, we try to get to as many places as we can, but we can only be in so many churches. But contact the ministry if that's something you think your church ought to have. We'd love to come. We do a Saturday from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon, 1 hour after another. Bill and I team teach that. But it is something that is a great resource.
Here's another comment that we received. Just a word to let you know, I sure do enjoy your podcast every day. I look forward to starting my day with an MRM podcast. It was people just like you who helped me to see the light a little at a time. And that's often how it happens. You know, people often ask us, well, how many have you seen come out of Mormonism? Well, we really don't have a number of this. I can only tell you that we've received a lot of comments from people who said that something that this ministry put out or something that was said at a meeting that we may have had sparked them to start thinking deeper into what they believed and eventually led them out of Mormonism. I'm kind of reluctant to always say, well, we've seen, you know, so many come out because of our efforts, because usually, folks, it's not always just one source that works on a Mormon's heart.
Right.
It may be something that might begin with one person, but yet it's usually what we find is it's more than one person usually saying the same things to the individual Latter-day Saints that cause them to think, well, wait a minute, how come they know all this stuff? Why are they saying all the same things? How come I'm not up to speed on this? And what ends up happening is many times they will start reading it for themselves, maybe to prove us wrong or to prove you wrong, and they start to see that, wait a minute, they're telling the truth. I'm bothered by this.
Yep.
They were bothered by it to start checking into it in the first place. And eventually, they come out.
There's a teamwork. It's not just us. It's not just a pastor. It's people out there in the church, the lay people, who are going to make the biggest influence on their Mormon friends, family, and relatives. The neighbors that we have that are next door to us, do they see what we're talking about through our life? And so we have a lot of responsibility as Christians to share the truth. Here's another comment somebody has given us, and a lot of things having to do with what we do at our ministry. It says, always good to get your newsletter. Thank you for all your fine work. We put 6 of those out every year, and we have that available. If anybody wants to be on our newsletter list, please get on, because that's where our latest material is. Another person talked about the YouTubes that we have. We do have a variety of different videos that are available there, besides the written articles on our website. So that's
always a resource. We do have a lot of areas in which we try to reach with the YouTube videos, because let's be serious, we now have a very, you know, visually oriented culture now. And so we want to meet that need with the radio, and of course having it available on the website and as podcasts and such. That's always very important. We're trying to get the information out in as many ways as possible. It used to be in the old days when we started back in 1979, basically what it was is the printed page, the newsletter. And of course in San Diego, we had a program, Viewpoint on Mormonism, which was a different format than we have now. It was a 1-hour talk show, but it was only on the weekends. It was only on Saturday.
Oh, every other Saturday.
Every other Saturday, because we alternated with Peter Barnes, who was a good friend of ours and who was a former Jehovah's Witness. And he's gone to be with the Lord now, but there wasn't a whole lot of options we had back then. The internet changed everything.
And back then, we didn't have podcasts, so if you weren't listening between 1 and 2 on a Saturday afternoon,
I remember those drives up to San Marcos to do that.
We had fun doing that with the live call-in, but I think this is better because we're spaced out throughout the week, and two different times people can listen to us.
The technology that we have available today and is just incredible for ministry nowadays. It's just incredible.
Another one talked about this Viewpoint show and said, very good, articulate, informative. That's music to our ears. And as far as the Viewpoint, if you want to hear not just the current broadcast, the day that is being aired, you can also go to our website and hit archives on air and then go to the archives. We don't have this letter in front of us, but we just got something recently where somebody said they went through all of our broadcasts from beginning to end. And we go back, I don't know how many shows we had.
July of 2010.
Somebody went back just recently and started at the beginning and went to the end. So you can pick through and see which shows might be interesting for you.
July 2011.
Okay.
I think is where we go back
2011,
to.
We haven't been on very long, but that's still a lot of shows for somebody to try to listen to when they're in 15-minute clips.
Right. Here's one. This encourages me, too. I have been using the MRM site for some time now. I am not a Mormon, nor have I ever been one. However, one of my closest and very best friends is a Mormon. I have known her for over 4 years now, and I have always felt called to preach the truth and the gospel to her. I am constantly afraid of offending her, since we are such good friends. For years, I have spent time drafting emails, formulating arguments, considering questions, and all sorts of things. That blesses me, because here's a person who really wants to reach her friend. She wants to be sensitive to the situation. And when she talks about formulating arguments, considering questions, and all sorts of things, this shows me as someone who has such a concern for her friend that she wants to make sure the wording is just right. I mean, that blesses me, because that's kind of my journey in the early years, and it is now. I want to be able to come up with arguments that aren't meant to be, you know, veins popping out of my neck or anything like that, but, you know, cogent responses to some of the things they say. She goes on to say, I think it's a she, yet I never have gotten up the courage to approach her about it. After finding the Mormon Coffee blog and discovering the MRM site, I finally felt as comfortable as possible with approaching her about it. I'm writing to thank you for the website. It's encouraging to know and see that this is a very real ministry. I will, of course, continue to pray and try so hard to turn her away from this faith, which I believe isn't allowing her to truly be free in Jesus Christ. Thank you very, very much for the ministry. That blesses me, because we're not just trying to turn them away from Mormonism. We're not just trying to take their Mormonism away from them. We want to give them something in its place, something that we feel is far better. Give us your 64 Dodge Dart. We want to give you a Mercedes, okay? This is the Jesus of the New Testament. This is what we want to give you in exchange. If you're just out there, this is a good point. If you're just out there just to tear down the person's Mormonism and have no desire to give them something in its place, you're doing them a disservice. Why would you want to have that kind of an attitude? I would hope that you would have a gospel message, a good news message that you could give in its place.
Well, there are... let me just read this one, because it kind of ties in with what you're talking about here. It says, we appreciate all your time and research on Mormonism. I'm enjoying your book, Mormonism 101. Thanks for all you folks do. We have, besides our website, we do have these resources. And the lady there that was talking about being able to talk to her friends. We just came out with a new book. Besides Mormonism 101 that we did in 2000, we have Answering Mormons Questions that just came out just recently, and we did some shows on that a couple of weeks ago. But just the information that's there, we have purposely made it so that somebody can learn how to talk in a good way with their friends, to be able to bring up the issues, how to ask questions. That's something that we dealt with in this book. Besides answering their questions and being the expert, how to ask questions. And so it's possible to be able to be a witness for Jesus and do it in a kind and loving way, which is the whole purpose of our materials. And it's good to see that people are using those materials.
I need to read this one. This one says, I want to thank you for sending me a subscription to your newsletter. I was a practicing Mormon when I requested information in 2008. I have been going to write and say thank you, but I have never done so until now. I withdrew my membership in Mormonism in 2010 and had my name removed from their records. When I withdrew from Mormonism, I did not reject Jesus Christ as my Savior and my God, but I found Him.
Yeah.
I love hearing those because, sadly, folks, many of the people who do eventually leave the Mormon faith, sadly, go into agnosticism or atheism.
We see it too often.
They have no Christians that are near them to guide them towards what the Bible actually has to say. Remember, the well of the Bible has often been poisoned for many Latter-day Saints. They use Article 8 as a wedge to keep people from really looking at the Bible seriously. And sadly, many of the people who come out of Mormonism don't see the Bible as a place to go because they've been turned away from it. Sadly, that's the facts. Those are the facts. We don't want to see them go off into atheism or agnosticism. We want them to find a saving relationship with the Jesus of the Bible.
And you've made this point very clear. I think that people who want to use our information just to club people over the head with and then leave them with nothing, that's not our purpose. Our purpose definitely is to bring them into a loving relationship with the God of the Bible. We want them to leave Mormonism, but at the same time, we want them to know what it means to become a Christian.
Folks, we do thank you for these encouraging notes that you've sent our way. They do mean a lot to us, a lot to our staff here at MRM. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for financial support. And we do ask that you have a very blessed Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On Saturday, December 1st, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be signing their new book at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Published by Kriegel Publishers, Answering Mormons Questions tackles 36 of the most common questions asked by Latter-day Saints. Each chapter in the book provides practical explanations about how you can respond to your Mormon friend with gentleness and respect. In addition, a number of useful tools are included, such as a glossary of dozens of LDS terms and their Mormon definitions. Answering Mormons Questions will surely help you in your evangelism tactics. And for this day only, the regularly priced $18 book will be on sale for just $13.49. Lifeway Christian Store is located at 6336 South State Street in Murray. Easy to get to, easy to find. Again, it's all happening on Saturday, December 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray. Bill and Eric look forward to meeting you.